Colin Doyle's probably as frustrated as any. Colin, last Saturday of the season, plenty to play for today. It's probably not the way we wanted to end, 2-0. They took the chances today.
Yeah, it's a goal-exchange game, you say. We had two or three really good chances, which we got to put away, really. We weren't clinical enough, we weren't good enough. And it's disappointing. The lads have gutted that we didn't get the result. And to be honest, I don't think the other results went our way anyway, but still, we weren't to know that on the pitch. We want to win the game, and we weren't good enough putting the ball in the back of the net, which probably in the end cost us.
The gaffer said there was nothing between the two teams. It was probably a fair assessment. They were both scrapping. It was a little bit scrappy at times, but the first goal was big, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was disappointing to lose it in the manner we got. I think it was a shot from the edge I put around for a corner, and the corner come in. I think we done well to clear it, but the lads done well to sort of loop it back into the middle. And I don't know where the lad come from. Did he run between the two lads or whatever?
Yeah, I think
Put into the corner. But yeah, it's frustrating. But we probably had a couple of chances before that, which we scored at. We probably cruised to a 2-0 or 3-0
win. Did you think it was in the Tim Dieng header and then the follow up?
Yeah, the keeper done well in the first one, and then Dom on the rebound. Obviously, he's got a score, but it's disappointing. But I'm gutted, to be honest, because we wanted to give the fans something to cheer about and show that we gave our all between now and the end of the season. But look, we've still got two games, and we just got to try and win them just to keep the fans sort of happy.
Yeah, and a huge deflection for the second goal as well, and it's not going for you. I didn't think the shot would have had the power to beat you.
No, it was nothing in the shot, to be honest. And Nat's gone to block it, which you can't just let him shoot. So Nat's done his job trying to block it, and luckily for them, unlucky for us, it looped straight over my head into the top corner. So it's probably summed their season up one goal today. So it is disappointing, but look, we'll go again, and we know we're not where we want to be, because we wanted to get the playoffs. But look, we'll probably have a little say in the playoffs between now and the end of the season. Not the way we want it to be, but obviously we got to go to Scunny, so we'll see what happens.
Be a big game on it next Saturday, that's for sure. What have you made? I mean, there's certainly been a reaction. We don't want to really mention the Blackpool game again, because that was absolutely awful, wasn't it? But since then, four matches unbeaten, we've shown plenty of heart and passion, which is what people were calling for, Colin.
Yeah, you did. I think the worst label you could probably get as a footballer is the fans singing enough fit to wear the shirt. So that's hurt a lot of lads, and it's got to be honest, because you're a professional footballer at the end of the day, and you want to give your all. So it was a bad result, but we didn't chuck it. We didn't think, right, that's it, we're end of season now. We still gave a go. We come out the next week. It was a Shrewsbury, I think. It was 0-0 or something. So, no, we last four games, we've been right at it. The tempo's been good. The energy's been good. And today, at times, we were decent in possession and got around the pitch, but we missed chances and they scored there. So it's disappointing to end up the way it has.
It's tough for you, isn't it? Because we play quite well and we look compact at the back. You can't do anything about the quality in the final third. You're kind of watching and hoping somebody finds a little bit of magic.
Yeah, it's frustrating, because up until the goal, I don't think I had a save to make.
I
think I touched the one just before
the one around the corner, right,
in front of the corner. But other than that, it was an easy game. A couple of crosses come in. Other than that, it was quite a routine game, nothing to do. And we obviously didn't score the goals, and they come up the other end and put one in the corner. And then, look, obviously we're chasing to try and get back in the game, and they caught us on a break and got that loopy second one. But it's been an average season, because we, after last season doing so well, staying in the playoffs and getting to the final, and we wanted to do one better this year, but it wasn't to be. But look, I'm sure this club will come again and next season we'll have a right go again.
Yeah, we don't know whether you're going to be here. We don't know whether Simon Grayson's going to be here. I know you'd love to sign a new contract. Where are you at with that?
Nothing. I haven't heard anything. So that's it, really. He spoke to my agent and just said, look, nothing's been done, because they don't know who manager's going to be or anything yet. So that's where it is. It's, look, I presume.
Can you understand that? Is it frustrating for you as a player?
Yeah, it's frustrating because I want to sort of my family out straight away. But look, that's football. I understand that. I've been in the game a long time. So, no, we'll see. I presume we'll probably sit down after the season's finished, and probably by the end of the season we'll have a good reckoning who probably the manager's going to be or whatever, whether it's Simon staying or whether new ones have to come in. But look, I've loved my time here, and
you want to stay, don't you?
Yeah, I've loved every minute of it. I've played it week in, week out, moved my family up here who are settled. So I've loved every minute, and just disappointed the way the season's sort of finished, really.
Yeah, well, let's hope we can end the season on a high. What have you made of Simon Grayson since he's come in? Have you liked the way he's gone about business?
Yeah, it's been good. The lad's bought into his ideas. It took time just at the first few games to get going because we were probably in between style of play, trying to still try and play at the back or whatever. But the last four or five games have been really good. We've had high energy, and we've had Callum in the middle who non-stop running. So, it's been good. We've caused problems, and probably today Brunker going off cost us as well. He was a handful up there in the last three, four games playing with Chaz, and sort of took the pressure off Chaz trying to win every header. So, loved every minute under Stuart and obviously under Simon as well. So, we'll see what happens in the next couple of games and in the summer.
And I can't let you go without asking you about the Cruyff turn today. It was a little bit special. He put you in a little bit of bother, didn't he, with the back pass? What was going through your mind there, Colin?
It's probably the only thing I could have probably done, because if I kicked it, it would have just kicked straight off him and could have went anywhere.
Did you know you had that skill in the locker? I mean, you've played outfield a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, no, I do it now and again in training. But, yeah, you feel good for it, but... We're 2-0 down, so it's probably a bit easier doing it at that 2-0 down than it was doing it at 0-0. So, it's disappointing because we wanted to go far this season, and the lads gave everything the last 5-6 games to try and put things right and have a right crack at it with the three games we had. And we thought if we get a win today and had a good chance of winning Tuesday night, it'd be all on the Scunthorpe game, but it's not to be. So, hopefully we'll. We'll finish the two games as best as we can.
Yeah, well, let's hope that is the case, whatever happens with your future. I mean, you're hugely popular at the club and amongst the supporters as well, and I'm sure you'd like to thank them. You have stuck with us through thick and thin this season, haven't they?
Listen, I've loved every minute of it. It's still two games left, so I'll still give everything and see what happens in the summer, see if there's discussions or not. So, if I am. If I'm not, then obviously I've loved every minute of it, and hopefully the club will push on next season, and hopefully I'm part of it.
Well, let's hope so. If not, there's always a spot on the Co Cup. Yeah. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I'll come back when I'm 40 for that job.
Top man, Colin Doyle, joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.